Good morning. So glad to have everybody here. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what comes. Let's remember that. I was asked to talk about my faith journey in my life and in the lines with our stewardship of our church. Well, my faith journey's not been a geographical journey. It's been more of a scripture journey, and I'd like to share that with you today. I was born in Marion. I grew up in Marion. I raised my family in Marion, and I'm still here today. I feel this must be the life God had planned for me, because Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Well, my life has been so good that I do not even have a bucket list at this stage. Lots of things I'd enjoy doing, but there is nothing I feel that I must do before I die, like jump out of a plane or climb a mountain. The church that I grew up in wasn't chosen for its theological themes or Christian dogma, but because it was close and we could walk to it. It was not only my biblical education source, it was my entire social life until I was old enough to drive. I enjoyed the Bible stories and the Bible contests. I really liked to win those sword drills that they had. And then we had hay rides and skating parties and sweetheart banquets. And I learned early that to believe in God, His Son Jesus, and do good things in order to be saved from hell. The golden rule spoke the loudest to me of Luke 6:31. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Well, I learned that part of doing good consisted of tithing. You must give a dime out of every dollar you get. Also, you had to give a little extra Christmas money to the Lottie Moon offering. I never had a doubt that I had to earn my salvation by being good and doing good works. I'm thankful for that neighborhood church and for those early teachings. I appreciate the people who wanted to bring children up in the knowledge of God. But Hebrews 5:13 says, "Anyone who lives on milk, still being an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." Well, this solid food's not always easy to chew. My first taste of solid food came when I was casting my first very ballot for a president, and my church was waging a campaign against the candidate that I had chosen to support. I was not doing good by voting my choice. Now, how much doing good is necessary? What do you have to do? When's it enough? Soon after that little nibble, the solid knowledge, I got a big bite. I met my future husband, and we began to discuss our religious beliefs. I had never voiced my beliefs to myself or anyone else, I guess, and he questioned me, and then he disagreed with most of mine. Romans 12:2 said, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and then you will be able to test and approve God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Well, finally, after much renewing of my mind by daily Bible studies and prayer, I discerned that grace is a gift from God. Salvation cannot be earned. And after this, doing good became even more important to me, that I could show God's great love to everyone. I wanted everybody to share in it. After another discernment that we decided that God gives us brains and brains to reason with and bodies to work out His will in the world. We decided to give money faithfully, but as much as we could afford and still get the needs of our in life. We had wants, but not wants, but needs, what you really need to raise your family. We pledged money every year, but we did not tithe, and we willingly gave our time and what little talent we had to the church that we had chosen, which was this church 50 years ago. Romans 9:10-9 says, "If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Well, during my baby faith and trust period, we did our household budgeting with putting cash in envelopes for different categories that we had to meet, like our groceries, our babysitter, clothing, donations to the church. Always had the donation to the church filled, but then I put the envelope on the bottom of the loaf of the stack. And if I ran short during the month, I could borrow from God. I always had a backup. God never charged me interest for those loans. As we experienced God's faithful care in all things, our faith and our trust in God got stronger. And there was many crises and there was many problems, but we still got stronger. I no longer have to keep this reserve of the envelopes in the back. All our donations are now made out of our gratitude for God and his faithfulness to us. God is so great. I urge you to review our church's mission statement. I have it here if anybody wants to see it. It's available. It's in our annual report every year. And I'd like for you to look at the bulletin board that Gayla has set out of our stewardship missions that this church has followed. And I want you to look at these goals. And if they're your goals that you want to serve God, please consider what you can give in a pledge for 2018. A letter is going to be sent to all the members and friends in the near future with a pledge card to be returned by November 5th. This request is made to give Session an opportunity to plan and budget for 2018. This pledge is not written in stone, nor does it put a ball and chain on your conditions. Please take this opportunity to prayerfully consider your grateful gift to God and his work through this church, and we thank you for your help.